From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled Sow As You Go by Paul Chappell. The Great Commission is worthy of, and even calls for, purposed times and strategic plans for spreading the gospel. This is why at Lancaster Baptist Church we have multiple scheduled times for soul winning each week. It's why every student at West Coast Baptist College is involved in ministries of soul winning and evangelism on a weekly basis as we train laborers for His harvest. The reality is that the only hope for any person is salvation by Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4 and verse 12. What is true of individuals is true on a broader scale as well. The only hope for a nation that is openly rejecting God is for the people in that nation to hear the gospel and trust Christ as their Savior. Here's the good news. There are many people who will trust Christ if you and I will share the gospel with them. Paul, who also lived in a pagan society, said that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, Acts 20 and verse 23. Even as you read this article, the Holy Spirit is preparing hearts to hear the gospel. Will they hear it from you? As important as it is to schedule regular times of soul winning, there is a danger in seeing only those times as opportunities to share the gospel. There are people we encounter daily who need the Lord. We want to be ready to lead them to Christ, even if not on Thursday night at 6:30 or Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Acts 8:4 tells us of the early Christians, "Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." So, how do we also develop this everywhere mentality where we are ready to share the gospel at all times? I suggest four ways. 1. See people as souls. The Bible tells us that when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Matthew 9 and verse 36. When we see people, we too often are moved with frustration at the inconveniences they bring, or are moved by intimidation of what they would say if we spoke up with the truth. Remembering the eternality of a soul as you encounter people throughout your day or week will help give you boldness to share the gospel. Number 2, look for opportunities. When you make a specific soul-winning visit, go also to the homes on both sides of the people you originally purposed to visit. Invite them to church and see if there is any openness for you to share the gospel. When you're going through the checkout at a store, give the clerk a gospel tract. When a coworker tells you about a difficult situation, offer to pray for him and then tell him what a difference knowing Christ personally makes in your life. You would be surprised how many opportunities there are to share the gospel when you are looking for them. Number 3, steward relationships. Less than 2 months after Jesus rose from the dead, the Apostle Peter preached in Jerusalem, and Acts 2:41 records, "The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." What an incredible victory for the gospel as Peter preached that day. But do you remember who led Peter to Christ? It was his brother, Andrew, according to John 1 and verse 41. Andrew's faithfulness to witness to his own family played a part in the backstory to Pentecost. God has placed specific relationships in your life. Family, neighbors, coworkers, friends, your barber, accountant, child soccer coach. See these relationships as a gift from the Lord and nurture them for the purpose of sharing the gospel. You probably will not share the gospel every time you see that person, but even if the person doesn't respond to the gospel the first time you share it, continue to nurture that relationship for future opportunities to share Christ. Number 4, obey every prompting of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit nudges your heart to speak to someone about salvation, don't ignore His prompting. You have no idea how God may be preparing that person's heart, but He knows, and He prompts us to witness for Him at just the right moments. Think of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, verses 26 through 35. This is one reason why it is important that we surrender to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5 and verse 18. When we live surrendered to the Holy Spirit, we will be more sensitive and obedient to His promptings to witness, and will have the opportunity to share the gospel and bear fruit in times and places we never expected.